Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 3:33. As it's time for today's pregame interview, I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a man who's been probably the hottest man in the whole lineup, Wes Clark. Wes, thanks much for joining us.
Yep, thank you for having me.
How's it been feeling the last couple of days? Three straight multi-hit games.
Feels good. Settled in and realized that as long as I keep doing me, the hits will start coming, and then just relax and trust that they start to pay off.
How much did that confidence help you up at the plate walking in knowing you've had a good last couple of days?
It helps a lot. Confidence goes a long way. If you go up to the plate and you feel defeated before it's even started, then you're most likely going to get out. So confidence is very important.
This is also a team that up and down the lineup has been hitting well the last couple of days. How much do you guys feed off each other when one guy's getting hot and playing off of that throughout the lineup?
It's definitely contagious hitting. One guy starts hitting, the next guy starts hitting, and next thing you know, everybody's hitting. So we thrive off each other, and we have a lot of fun.
And that game-tying home run on Friday was a moonshot. How fun was that to watch that sail over the wall? Obviously, you guys would win the game, but it was a huge hit to tie things up down your final two strikes.
It was so great. That's kind of what you play for, those moments like that. Two outs in the ninth, got the pitch I wanted and hit it out. It felt great.
You're also a guy who split your career at your time in South Carolina, now here in Biloxi and in the Brewers organization, between catcher and first base. What's it like defensively working on those two positions? Because catching and first base, there's a lot of differences that go into that position and what you train for.
It's a lot before the game. You got to, like, for instance, today I'm playing first. I still had to go catch bullpens and stuff before the game. But it keeps you locked in. So, like, if I go catch bullpens and then have to go take ground balls because I'm playing first, I'm already warm, I've already caught a bunch of balls, and it's great. And vice versa, if I'm catching that day and I go get some ground balls, then, blocking might come easier. So they work well together, and it's been a lot of fun. I love them both.
How much does the preparation of being a catcher help you playing first base with another guy behind the plate, helping with pickoffs and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's... So when I'm at first, I like to play along. I like to watch Caro or Lopez or Kale or whoever's catching, watch how they're doing, kind of think what I would do in that situation. And it makes it a lot of fun. And with pickoffs and stuff, I kind of know the plays, know the situations, when catchers want to pick, so it makes it easier.
You were also a guy who was drafted by the Brewers twice, once in the 40th round back in 2018, and again when you signed back in 2021. What's it like getting drafted by the same team every time you've been drafted?
It's pretty cool. It means a lot. It shows that, they wanted me. So it's nice. It makes me feel like I'm where I belong.
You also were drafted after a massive junior year at South Carolina. You hadn't played much going into 2021, just 38 career games, but then you hit 23 home runs and posted an OPS that was way above one. How fun was that year, and how much did it just feel great for everything to click for you?
It felt great because I knew the past 2 years, granted one was the COVID year, the past 2 years I knew I had it in me. And it just wasn't clicking, it wasn't there. And then the junior year, it just came together, and it was, relieving because I knew I had it in me that whole time.
And it must have been a big relief, too, for that to happen in your draft year and pop 23 home runs in the SEC.
Yeah, for sure.
A big thing as well, 23 home runs in the SEC, that's a ton of good pitching. How much did you help kind of jump off from that point, those 23 home runs in the SEC, and transition it to a pro career where the pitching at the lower levels in the minors kind of parallels what you see in the SEC?
Yeah, so in the SEC, you got to see those guys, on the weekends, but then you would have 4 days where you would play midweek or you'd have a couple days off or whatever. So it kind of helped me prepare for that level of pitching and then being able to play against those pitchers every day.
TJ Shook, Noah Campbell, your teammates at South Carolina, the three of you now here in Biloxi. How much of a blast has it been to be with those two guys as you guys make your way up your pro career?
It's been so fun. Before the draft, you get these thoughts like, wow, I got to go to a whole new organization, meet all new people, start all over with friends and everything. For me, it was like, oh, I'm going to see my buddies.
We've also heard of your exploits in Clash Royale.
Yeah.
Where do you rank, and what is the key to success?
The key to success is play as often as you can. Learn every single interaction with the cards, and try to save up as much elixir as possible. I would go on and say that I'm probably the best player in the Southern League, if not minor league baseball.
That's a claim right there.
Yeah, and I will go against anyone who wants to play.
All right, well, you heard it now. If you want to challenge Wes Clark, just hit him up. You got to go after minor league baseball.
Yep.
Well, Wes, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a blast to watch you. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Viscuits at 3:33.